this is episode number 23 of Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, we speak with Shannon Burke-Tagnoli, a Chalk pharmacist, about medication safety in the home. So, Dr. Burke-Tagnoli, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So first off, how common is medicine poisoning in children?
So tragically, each year, more than 60,000 children end up in emergency departments because they got into medication while their parent or caregiver was not looking. So in the United States, every 10 minutes, so if you think about that, every 10 minutes, a child younger than 6 years old is taken to an emergency department to be treated for medication poisoning. We know that most of these medicine poisonings happen at home, and often these medications are stored in a way that provides easy access to children, especially in grandparents' house. So if you think about it, oftentimes grandparents, especially those with arthritis, ask their pharmacists not to use child-resistant caps on their prescription vials or store them in those daily or weekly pill containers so that they can more easily open them.
So with that, can you give us some tips on how to safely store your medication at home?
Sure. So the number one thing that we can do is to keep all medication in a secure cabinet, locked if possible, but at a minimum up and away from the reach and view of children. This means avoid leaving medications on counters or keeping them in purses, backpacks, or suitcases where children might explore, or even in coat pockets where medications can fall out. So another thing to remember is don't put medication away in front of children and don't take them in front of children, because we know that children tend to mimic adults. When children visit other homes or when family or friends visit, look out for potential dangers and intervene before an accident happens. Don't hesitate to ask host or guest specifically about medication access, especially during the holiday season when many people may be coming in and out of your home. Offer to take their purse or coat and place it up in an area away and out of the reach of children.
I hear parents sometimes refer to medication as candy or juice to persuade their kids to take it. What are your thoughts on that?
So you should never tell your child that liquid medication is a special drink or juice, or that solid medicine is a candy, because they will be more likely to take it when you're not looking. This problem is worsened by medications that look and taste like candy and medicines like nicotine, which can be delivered by chewing gum or Tic Tac like pellets, which may attract a child's attention. So remember that common medications can lead to serious harm when accidentally ingested by children, sometimes in as little as one tablet or dose. You can help by educating children early that although medication may taste good, it is not candy, and that children should only take medicine or eat candy when an adult has given them permission.
What questions should parents ask pharmacists when picking up their children's medications?
So you should ask your pharmacist to use child resistance caps on containers and be sure that they are closed properly after each use. If medicine has a locking cap that turns, twist it until you hear that click. With oral liquid medications, a syringe bottle adapter may be given to you. This is a device that makes it easier to withdraw liquids using an oral syringe. After each use, you should replace the adapter with the child-resistant cap so that they are unable to drink from the bottle. But remember that child-resistant does not mean child-proof, so you should still be storing all medications up and away out of the reach of children.
Are there any online resources that you can suggest to parents to learn a little bit more about this topic?
Sure. So everything that we discussed today and more can be found on the ISMP, or Institute for Safe Medication Practice, website. If you go to chalk.org, on the pharmacy department page, there is a link to consumermedsafety.org. This has helpful tips, videos, and quizzes to get parents more involved in medication safety. If you have any questions related to safe medication use and storage, remember to ask your pharmacist.
Wonderful. So this was episode number 23 of Chalk Radio. You just heard Shannon Burke-Tagnoli discuss medication safety in the home. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from Chalk Radio. Visit chalk.org/health for more information. Or follow Chalk on social media. We are at Chalk Children's on Instagram and Twitter. And we are at facebook.com/chalkchildrens. Dr. Burke-Tagnoli, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Have a good day.